across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As I just said, it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month in September. My final studio guest of the afternoon is Karen Alden from Click. Sergeant Karen, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
This, I guess, is right on your patch, isn't it? Childhood cancer.
Absolutely. It's a very, very busy month for us, and we're just trying to really sort of maximise the awareness and raise the vital funds that Click Sergeant needs to continue to support the families that we do.
So that's what you do, is it, largely? You support the families and the young patients themselves?
Absolutely. So we support anyone from 0 to 25 that are diagnosed with cancer. We support the young person or the child, as well as their family and the extended family as well. We have a fantastic team at Addenbrookes that ranges from social workers, community nurses, place specialist nurses. Last year they supported 746 families in in East Anglia, and 93 of those from Cambridgeshire, so they do a fantastic job.
Certainly do. And I mean, childhood cancer is, no cancer is a good cancer, let's be clear, but that's horrible, isn't it, as a parent.
It's,
to be faced with that, never let alone the poor child him or herself.
It's absolutely devastating, and as you say, cancer in anyone is absolutely horrendous. But when you've got a child who, children have gone back to school this week, and we've got many of our children and families that obviously, you know, their child isn't going to be able to go back to school. Or perhaps their child may be able to go back to school, but the impact of the social aspect of cancer is detrimental. We all remember our childhood, hopefully as being, you know, fun and exciting and spending time, you know, with your friends, and it really sort of nurtures you into the person that you are. And when you've got children that, you know, are undergoing cancer treatment, it's not just the treatment itself, it's the impact thereafter as well. Many people end up with PTSD and depression, high suicide rates, all these, you know, desperate things that are obviously associated with cancer. You know, young people trying to get back into education, looking to get back into the workplace, etc. It's really, really tough, and without the support of you know, all of our supporters, we cannot continue to support the 7,000 families that we do each year.
And what sort of support is it you give? Is it counselling type? Is it financial, or is it kind of a mixture of everything?
It's very bespoke, so every family has a very, very different support from Click Sergeant, and that can range from emotional support, that's for the person with cancer, their extended family, their siblings, their parents, their grandparents, aunties and uncles, school friends, school teachers. So we're there for all of the emotional support, and financial impact of cancer is dramatic. I heard yesterday that one in three families in the UK are actually already living in poverty. And when one of those families then
has cancer on top,
is absolutely horrendous. So our team at Addenbrookes and throughout the UK are there ensuring that we've got grants in place for people, so that they don't have to worry about the financial burden of cancer. For most families, cancer will cost £600 per month.
Good Lord.
And I would say to you, could you find an extra £600 a month?
Absolutely not, no. And I mean, as we were saying, you know, when childhood cancer hits, it's devastating for everyone around as well, the parents. But there is that drain on the parents as well. If it's a child who's, you know, unable to drive, and no one's going to be driving to a hospital for treatment or anything, you're going to be taken by a member of your family or a friend. That means you can't be working, or you're going to have to shuffle your hours. It just all goes wrong, doesn't it, at that point?
It's horrendous, and we have been described as the glue that keeps families together.
Wow.
And that's our job, but we can only do that by raising the awareness. We don't get any government funding, and we need people's help, we need people's support, which is why I'm here today to talk to people about our Challenge 60.
Yeah, so the press release was out on this, and just the first fact that it says on here, it says young cancer patients face a 60-mile round trip on average to get treatment, costing £180 a month when the treatment's at its most intense. It just heaps misery on misery, doesn't it? Who the heck wants to do a 60-mile round trip? Oh, and by the way, it's £180 that's cost you. No one wants that.
And you've just read out the road report.
Yes.
And people are stuck on, you know, trying to find different ways to get to places. If you've got that issue on top of everything else, the financial burden, the impact that the A14's having, for example, we all complain about being stuck in traffic. But if you're stuck in traffic and you've got a journey to Addenbrookes or another treatment centre, and you've got very, very severe conditions and treatment happening that day, you've got a child in the back that perhaps has you know, been prodded and poked around all day, is feeling very sick in the car, add that to everything, and it's horrendous.
It is just horrible. All right, so tell us about this campaign that you've launched.
Okay, so as I mentioned, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month runs throughout the whole of September, and we would love for people still to get involved with our Challenge 60. As Neil mentioned, most families will have to travel 60 miles, which is why we're asking you to take on Challenge 60. So what we're saying is, do your 60 miles, you've still got time, and you can do that any way you want. You can hop, you can run, you can cycle, you could get on a rowing machine, you could go and get on a punt. We don't care how you achieve your 60 miles, but all we're saying is please, please, please try to do this for Click Sergeant, for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. It's a really, really good way of getting fit, getting, you know, the children out, and having a little bit of fun. So if you're part of a corporate, a school or an individual, we can have all the information on our website, clicksergeant.org.uk/CCAM, and we're going to pop all the information up
on
the Cambridge 105 radio station as well.
Lovely. Now, just to be clear then, so if you're listening and you're in a factory or in an office and you're thinking, yeah, well, you know, Big Dave over the corner there, he could use some exercise, you could do this as a team thing then. You could say, well, look, we'll all get a running machine, or we'll go to a gym, get on the running machine, and we'll take it in turns. We'll do a 24-hour bash at, and we'll between us. So you're not asking necessarily everybody, because I'm just thinking, hang on a minute, I go down the gym, what, once, probably twice a week, 60 miles, cool, blimey, I think I'd notice that. You know, it is a challenge, but you could do it as a team challenge, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
A family challenge. Come on, kids, on the bikes.
That's it, it's just a lovely way to get involved. At the end of the day, this is all about community. This is about people getting together and joining forces, and having some fun. Have some fun with it. Do some bunny hops. Do some crazy things. Upload some pictures to us and let us see how you're supporting us and making a real, real difference.
Okay, now let's just be clear. Have you got a target you'd like to raise? I mean, I should imagine the numbers, as you were saying, the number of families that you support, I can imagine the numbers are horrendous in terms of what you need to fundraise every year.
Absolutely. There is no target. We're just really, really grateful for
every
the generosity
helps
of everybody that gets involved. So every pound that's raised makes a massive amount of difference. It costs sort of £5 for each booklet that we give to children that are diagnosed with cancer. £100 can actually provide 4 hours of one of our community nurses' time, and they can be going out in the community taking blood so that families don't have to make that horrendous travel.
Oh, right.
They can be talking to sort of young people about looking at sort of how they can get back into work. There's so many different things that we can offer with your money, but without your money, we're just not able to offer the service that we want to.
Sure, and it does sound like it's an all-encompassing service. As you say, it's kind of bespoke, it's all-encompassing, does every, you know, you take a look at every family and decide what they need. So, all right, so that website then is Click Sergeant, but Click is spelled CLIC. It's important to get that across, isn't it?
Yes.
So clicksergeant.org.uk. I always like to check, because I've been known to get it wrong. So clicksergeant.org.uk.
That's it.
And it runs throughout the month of September. All the details are on the website, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. And there's other ways. If you wanted to do a bake sale, if you wanted to do a quiz, if you're not somebody who can be active, there's so many different ways that you can get in touch. If you want to get in touch with me directly as well, I can put my details on the website. It's an ongoing thing. We're not just fundraising for September.
No.
We need help. throughout the year. So if it's something that you can't get involved with at the moment, but you'd like more information, get in touch with Neil here at the radio station, and I'm sure that he can pass on my details.
Absolutely. If you're driving along at the moment thinking, hang on, I need to write this down, well, don't worry. Just park up nice and safe and send us a text or send us an email on the usual contact numbers, which are on the website, and we'll put you in touch with Karen straight away. So, yeah, no problem at all on that.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much.
So are you doing this?
I am. Yes, I am.
I thought I had to put you on the spot, ask you the question.
So I am doing my 60, Challenge 60 by paddleboarding. Paddleboarding is something that I do a lot.
Really?
So, absolutely.
Cool, blimey. Okay.
If you haven't tried it, get out there, go and hire a paddleboard and have a go. So I'm paddleboarding, cycling and running, because I'm actually training for the London Marathon in April. So I'm just starting to try to get my miles up. So I thought,
wow,
I'd have a bit of a variety in achieving my 60 miles.
You're doing
miles.
The Ironman challenges and things at this rate. Oh. If you switch out the paddleboard for swimming, you're there, aren't you?
Maybe. I keep getting asked if I'll do a skydive, so I think it's a skydive after I've achieved the London Marathon next year. And as part of a role of a fundraising engagement manager, we have to do what we ask everyone else to do.
That sounds very fair. It sounds like you don't need an armchair at home. You're never going to sit in it, do you?
Not at all.
Well, there we are. As I say, you'll find the details on Click Sergeant, C-L-I-C-S-A-R-G-E-N-T, clicksergeant.org.uk. It's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month for September, and this is their Challenge 60. It's not too late to take part in. It's only the 5th, so come on, you can easily work around that. Karen, lovely to see you. Good luck with the challenge. Let us know how it all goes. And importantly, let us know about your paddleboarding.
Lovely. And I think we'd just like to update you as well, because I think some voted.
We did, yes. Good job. Dear, seriously, I forget these things. Yes, we were talking. We meant to say that we mentioned you a week or two ago because you were in the list of nominees for Luton Town Football Club's Charity of the Year, and
we won.
Well
so
done!
Thank you all so much. It was absolutely fantastic, and I had to keep the secret for 2.5 weeks, which, if anyone knows me, was very, 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 very difficult.
Your idea of keeping a secret is telling one person at a time, is it?
It was, yeah. Shush, don't tell Luton Football Club. So, very exciting.
So what does that actually mean in real terms?
So we are the Supporters Charity of the Year for the next year. So we're working very, very closely with all of the different sort of supporter club groups within Luton. And looking at ways that we can raise awareness and raise the vital funds around that area. So
brilliant.
Quiz nights, match day events, all those sorts of things. They're getting involved with Challenge 60 as well. So if anyone's a Cambridge United fan, Luton Football Club are getting involved, so I think you need to do it.
Well, I think what Cambridge United should be doing is looking to get 60 goals past Luton if they played them. So
that's true.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. Really glad that worked out as well. That's very good news.
Well, without people's support and without those votes, we wouldn't have got anywhere. So thank you all so much, and thank you very much, Neil, and for Cambridge 105 for supporting us on that.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. It's what we're here for. Lovely. Karen, we'll let you go. Let you get busy getting practicing, getting in training for all your stuff. Do come back and tell us how it's all going. But for now, Karen Alden from Click Sergeant, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.